Following is the President's speech at Gary, Indiana, Monday, October 25th, 1948.
Sort of representation there these days. I was most highly entertained and well-treated when I was in Indiana before by your great Democratic candidate for governor, the former Governor Stricker. And I'm looking to see Indiana in the right column all the way down the line this time. It's been a good campaign for me. It's been a hard campaign. I've traveled from one end of the country to the other, telling millions of people about peace, prices, and places to live, and the other issues which face the nation today. My opponent has talked a great deal, too, but he said almost nothing about where he stands on the major issues facing the American people today. He just keeps on giving the people high-level platitudes. You know, that's all GOP means in this day and age. It means grand old platitudes. The Republican candidate has gone from one doubtful state to another, trying to bail out of the campaigns of hopeless reactionaries who ran the Republican 80th Congress. He's trying to help those birds that ran that good-for-nothing 80th Congress. He's trying to get them all reelected. One of these salvage operations is being carried on right next door here in Illinois. The Republican candidate is hoping to save that hard-shelled, isolationist reactionary, Curly Brooks, who's been a senator from Illinois for quite some time. I think that should give you a pretty good idea of just how meaningless all these fine words are. You know, one of the high-sounding lectures we've been hearing from the Republican candidate over and over again is concern about communism. The Republicans are trying to pretend that my administration has been friendly to communism. That bit of campaign propaganda reminds me a lot of the stories we heard during the war and are now hearing from the communists in Russia. They believe if you tell a big enough lie, somebody's bound to believe it. If anybody in this country is friendly to the communists, it's the Republicans who are trying so hard to be elected. It's not the Truman administration, I can tell you that. Communists are doing everything in their power to beat me. They've taken over the third party and are using it in a vain attempt to split the Democratic Party. The Republicans have joined up with this communist-inspired third party to beat the Democrats. They financed the situation right here. The Republicans financed the third party to get on the ticket right here in Indiana in a number of counties. We've got the straight-out evidence on that, and I can prove it. Right here in Indiana, the Republican State Committee did its best to get that third party on the ballot. And over in Illinois, the Republicans are still trying to get the third party on the ballot. They even went all the way to the Supreme Court to get them on there. But their friends, by their friends you shall know them, don't fail or don't fall either for their cheap promises. Vote for the party that has a program for peace and for prosperity and for places to live. Vote for the future of this nation. And the way to do that is to vote for your friends. You know, you're the government when you analyze it, when you exercise the privilege of the vote on election day. You control the government absolutely, and you get the kind of government you want when you vote. Back in 1946, about two-thirds of you stayed home, didn't vote. And you got the 80th Congress, and look what you got. Now, don't do that this time. Go to the polls on election day and vote the Democratic ticket straight, and you'll be voting for yourselves in your own interests. How'd you like to meet my family? All right, here's Ms. Truman. And here's Margaret.